17:12 says, as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. To them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said to him, arise, go thy way, thy faith have made thee whole. Now, as I meditated on what God would want me to talk about tonight, of course we want to talk about Thanksgiving, but this is the first scripture he brought to my mind. And when I started thinking about it, we have these 10 guys that are lepers. Okay, they're not allowed to get around nobody, can't be around anybody. They have to keep their distance. And so that's why they're at a distance. They all cry out to the Lord Jesus, have mercy on us. Now, I want you to notice that Jesus immediately says, go show yourself to the priest. And as they go, they're cleansed. And then the one realizes he's cleansed. And he comes back, he falls down at the feet of Jesus Christ and begins to give God thanks for his healing. Now, Jesus said this, and it's the thing. Jesus says, there were there not 10 cleansed? Where's the other 9? Just this one stranger has come back to give glory to God. Now, see, here's what I want to show you about things. If we're not careful, God can do great things in our lives, and we won't be thankful for it. We can just kind of just let it go. The other just kept right on going, but the one realized that the Lord Jesus had healed him, and when he came back, now notice this, when he came back and thanked the Lord, he told him that his faith had made him whole. And I've taught this before. I really believe that the others were healed of their leprosy. But if they had anything that was missing, maimed, or whatever, I don't believe that was changed. I believe they were healed of leprosy. But I believe the one that came and fell down at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe whatever was wrong with him was totally made whole and new. If he had a missing limb, it came back. If he had scarred face and what, I believe he was made 100% whole because he came back to give thanks to the Lord for what had been done. Now, he did not come back expecting to be made whole. He came back just to give thanks. And because he gave thanks, he was made whole. That's something we need to kind of think about, you know, because sometimes we don't give thanks. Now let me show you something in this, and this is just something the Lord showed to me. He said, did you notice that when they were in need, that every one of them lifted up their voices to the Lord Jesus? Anybody see that? They all lifted up their voices. Master, when they were in need, they were all hollering to him. They were all crying out to him. But once they got their healing, they just went right on down the road, except for one. We have to be real careful, church, that we're not just crying out. Now, he wants us, he says that he's a very present help in time of need. But here's the thing. When he helps us, and he will, and he does, and it's his will to do it, we can't be like the 9 that went on down the road and we didn't even give it another thought. We need to be like the one in Maine tonight, but you know, this to me, this is our Thanksgiving. Tomorrow we'll eat a meal. Now we'll pray over that meal, but tonight we're giving Thanksgiving because we're going to take communion, and this is a night that we honor the Lord Jesus with Thanksgiving. Now, let me just show you something right here. And go with me to Psalms 100, and let's read it. Psalms 100. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he's God. It is with thanksgiving. To his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Now, I'm going to give that to you in the message in a minute, but before I do, I want you to look here in verse 4. It says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Now, we have turned thanksgiving into a noun. Anybody remember your English lessons? You know, there's nouns and verbs and adverbs and all that. A noun is what? A person, place, or thing. Right? So we've turned thanksgiving into a thing. Right? Thanksgiving is not a thing. Thanksgiving is a verb. It's an action. Remember, a verb shows action. I'm giving you a little teaching lesson here tonight. I'm surprised I can remember it too. Yeah. But it's thanksgiving, not Thanksgiving. I know it's one word when you see it together, but it's all about giving thanks to the Lord. Thanksgiving is a day that was set aside for the purpose of giving thanks to the Lord for His goodness to us all year. That's its purpose. Now, we've turned it in, and thank God for family getting together and all that, but we've kind of just turned it into Turkey Day. Right? A day the family gets together and everybody eats turkey and eats too much and it's a reason to glutton, right? Come on, eat till you can't move. Sleep a while, get back up, eat till you can't move again. Come on now. That's okay. But see, it was established so that we could give thanks to God. And if we're not careful, when we enter into His gates, we're not entering in with thanksgiving. We're entering in thinking about, you know, what we're going to do after church and what we got this to do and that to do. So even tonight, some of you thinking about, got to hurry up and get back home because I've got to do this and this and this before tomorrow. Get this ready, get this late. See, all that stuff's got to go because we're here tonight to thank Him. We're here to worship Him, to praise Him, to give Him thanks. That's what the purpose of tonight is just to worship Him. And so let me give that to you in the message. I told you I would. It says this. By the way, the word thanksgiving there in the Greek, it means adoration. It also means, listen to this, a choir of worshipers. Thanksgiving means that. So when it says enter His gates with thanksgiving, it says enter His gates with adoration to adore Him. Or enter His gates as a choir of worship. Sometimes when we do praise and worship, folks just stand and they don't really, they're just kind of listening. You know, you're not here just to spectate. You're here to participate in worship to the Lord Jesus Christ, to our Heavenly Father. And sometimes I think we come in with this mentality where we're just going to sit and listen and hurry up and get this thing over with and get back out. Well, that's all you're going to get out of is just spending your time in here and leaving, because if you don't enter into His presence, notice that. Notice what it says there. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, to His courts with praise. We're to enter in. Listen to, once again, the message, Psalm 105. It's a thanksgiving psalm, it says. On your feet now, applaud God. Bring a gift of laughter. Sing yourself into His presence. Sing yourself into His presence. Don't wait for the praise team to try to sing you into His presence. You're here to give Him thanks. You're here to worship Him. You have to sing yourself into His presence. See, no matter how much I'd like for us to be able to, we can sing His presence yourself. You've had a hard day, and this is the last place you want to be, but you're just here. Come on. But He says, sing yourself into His presence. Know this. God is God. And God, and God. He made us. We didn't make Him. We're His people, His well-tended sheep. Enter with the password, thank you. Make yourselves at home, talking praise. Thank Him, worship Him, for God is sheer beauty, all generous in love, loyal always and ever. I like that. See, that's really getting it down to what Thanksgiving really ought to be, is that we just come into this place singing praise to Him, giving Him glory. It's all about Him and it's not about us. And see, that's the way our relationship really ought to be with Him. It ought to always be about Him. And I promise you, when you make it all about Him, He'll make it all about you. And I'd rather Him make it all about me as for me to make it all about me, right? Come on now. Look at your neighbor and say, "Now, honey, you're just not all that without the Lord Jesus Christ." Come on. Make sure you add that "without the Lord Jesus Christ" there. Somebody might get mad at you. Okay. Go with me to Psalms 134. Let's look at it. Psalms 4. The Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord that made heaven and earth blessed as I knew that. Lift up your hand and bless the Lord in the sanctuary, and the Lord will bless you. Come on. It's an all I do for us to lift our hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord, and He blesses us. I come expecting God to bless us. I come expecting God to move. I come expecting to see signs, wonders, and miracles. I want things of the Spirit in the first shout at you. Come on, church. That's all about the thanksgiving that we need to be doing. Giving it to Him this morning of our lives. We have to be lifting up our hands and we have to be praising God in the sanctuary. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 says, "So walk you in Him, rooted and built up in His fault. Thanksgiving." You see, all these Lord, we understand we need to come for Him. Amen. Come on now. See, here's the thing. You can make anywhere you are a sanctuary. Come on, it don't have to be in the church building. Your house a sanctuary. You can make your bathroom a sanctuary. Come on, what I mean? I mean, anywhere that you'll reverence God and give Him praise and worship Him and thank Him, that can become a sanctuary. See, God desires our worship, our praise, our thanksgiving. Why? Look what He did for us. He gave us the Lord Jesus Christ. He paid a price for us that we couldn't pay. He allowed His Son to die for our sins and allowed Him to go to hell and pay the price for our sins. And then when He raised Him up, He raised us up with Him. Think about that for just a minute. We didn't deserve it, but it was because of the mercy of the Lord and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ that He did that. Philippians 4, 6 and 7 says this, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your request be known to God." Well, look at that. Even my request, even when I'm praying, I need to pray with thanksgiving. See, when I'm praying with thanksgiving, I'm praying a prayer of faith. Because if I'm praying with thanksgiving, I have faith that God's going to do what I'm praying. So he goes on then and he says this. He says, you know, "By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." See, if you've got that thankful heart, if you're coming before God with thanksgiving, when you make a request to God and you're making it with thanksgiving, the peace of God will be there. Amen. There's nothing like the peace of God that says, "I don't matter what I'm going through, no matter what's going on, because I trust in the Lord and I give Him thanks for it, it's all going to be all right. I can have peace in my heart because I know the Lord is for me and against me." And the Bible all things that's good in faith. Believing that God will do what He said. That's what thanksgiving's all about, church. It's just always making sure we give thanks to Him before we're unbeatable. Come on, you're unbeatable. That's all I want to say. I just want to urge you to be thankful to the Lord Jesus Christ and some of you God's family. It's a bad problem. I come. Some of them in Jesus' name. Amen. So, you know, don't honor you get to give with. Always make sure you give thanks. Listen, the honor won't be on the high. He's praying. You just go ahead anyway. You go ahead and bless the Lord anyway. The only reason they don't want to hear is because it bothers them.